Did you read that thing about the worm?
I'm problematic. This whole internet's problematic.
The worm?
Yeah. That's the climax of my movie about the internet.
Yeah. No. Well, last time we did Mr. Smith Goes to the Internet, it was, I'm fake and gay. Yeah. This whole courtroom is fake and gay.
Yeah. I'm problematic. This whole internet's problematic.
That's Mr. Smith Goes to Think Pieces.
Yeah. Well, I think it would be good for Mr. Smith Goes to the Internet, just because that's the state of the internet now. It's right. Like something comes out. People go, OMG.
Bro, you're wasting good content here.
Save it. Keep it in.
Hold it inside.
Ready? Keep it inside your mouth hole.
Hey, it's the Film Drunk Frogcast. We got a full complement of bodies in the room today, but you're excited.
Dead bodies.
Yeah, well, live ones. Oh. In between, we got Brett, who's undead.
I'm going to be real with you. I feel like I put my work in last week, so I'm just going to take it easy this week, get super drunk, and then mutter some stuff I regret.
You earned it, pal.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
And that lovely female voice you hear is Jane Harrison.
Oh, hello.
Back for podcast number two.
Numero dos.
And then the human giant, future NFL Hall of Famer, Brendan, is here.
Why News Team Assemble is problematic, my column.
Man, that would be a bummer if someone wrote that.
Yeah. That we'd be shamed by the internet and just not using it anymore.
Well, the sad thing is if we were more popular, someone would have written that.
Yeah, well, and they probably have a case of like someone probably wrote it and we probably owe them money or some bullshit like that. Oh, I mean, what?
So anyway, that 5 second fart sound you guys just heard before the words we were saying.
All the previous podcasts retroactively through your listening experience.
Do we need to do those takes right now?
No, we're good. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this week.
Would we really get in trouble for something like that?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know, maybe.
Oh. Yeah. That's a long time ago. They're probably all dead.
I don't know why we don't bleep more things, because the fart sound tracked in to bloop something out is more hilarious than anything we could possibly say in its place.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
I propose that we spend this entire podcast making animal sounds and fart noises and then just sort of string them together.
You're going to be upset when someone finds out that your real name is Brett Fartnoise and they dox you and they track you down to Fartnoise Avenue.
I knew I'd find you someday, Brett.
Oh, and all my bank records are just drawings of dicks. I'd be mortified.
So this week, I tried to get everybody to watch Juan Tonton.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
The dog who saved Hollywood.
You need to explain what and why and how.
I've never heard of this movie before.
I hadn't either. So I somehow got into a Wikipedia hole.
Take us through your process.
Right, yeah. Okay. So I think Zsa Zsa Gabor came up, but I think we were talking about Green Acres and we were trying to figure out which Gabor sister was in Green Acres. Turns out it's Eva. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what was Zsa Zsa in? So we're looking up her IMDb page. And the funny thing about Zsa Zsa Gabor, she hasn't really been in much. She's only been in a handful of movies.
She was married to a lot of people, though, right?
She was like Kardashian-esque.
Right.
She's married to 10 different dudes. She's actually...
My dream.
Was married to Paris Hilton's great-grandfather at one point. And so she's like a tangential member of the Hilton clan, among other things. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so one of her credits was this movie. I mean, it was the longest credit, so it stuck out on the IMDb page. Mm-hmm. Juan Tonton, The Dog Who Saved Hollywood.
I believe she's starlet number one. Yeah. I believe that's her credit.
She doesn't do a lot in it, but it also has, it's got Shecky Green, and it's got, what's his face from Nebraska as the main character?
Bruce Dern. Which it was really hard for, at the end of the movie, I was like, wait, who's the main guy? And then I looked up, I was like, oh shit, Bruce Dern! Mm-hmm. This is what you used to do in the 70s.
This came out in 1976. Uh-huh. It's got
everyone was on cocaine.
Uh-huh.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So is it a play on Rin Tin Tin, but kind of racist?
It's like, can I explain it?
Yeah. Please.
Because I can't explain it. For context, I watched it. Vince watched an hour of it, and you guys watched none of it.
Jane came in and said, correct. "Was this? So is this like a prank? Is this an initiation?" We're like, not intentionally.
Thank you guys for making me watch this movie so bad. It was. It's like it's kind of like supposed to be a Mel Brooks movie parody of like Rin Tin Tin. But it, there's no, the whole point of it is just to have cameos of like golden era MGM stars and stuff. Yeah. Like the whole movie is just terrible one-liners for like, I don't even know. I don't know. I'm way too young. I'm 23. I don't know who any of these people are. Shecky Green is a punchline to me. I don't even know who that is.
That was the thing. That's kind of why I wanted to watch it, because I was like, there's these weird comedians that I've sort of heard of, like Henny Youngman and Shecky Green. Like I kind of sort of know who they are, but not really. And like, it's all these people that are just on the cusp of people you might know, like people whose names you've heard. So I was like, oh, this will be like a
they
weird...
They had like a two, right, like two
Ruth
picture.
Buzzy.
Yeah.
So is it like Not Another Teen Movie or Scary Movie 15?
That's actually
15?
On my notes is like is Not Another Teen Movie,
where the
but
context
like
has been lost to history?
Yeah.
Where
it's just,
Not another old Hollywood dog movie.
Right, exactly. But it didn't make sense because they were doing like these weird gags. Like one, there's a rape scene in it. Right. Which is like, and she says like, he's just a terrible rapist. I'm like, whoa, they're just... But it's not even implied.
That was like, there was a couple funny lines like in that scene. He's like, he's basically trying to rape her, and he's like, and she said, "You said you're a director," and he's like, "I am a director." And she goes, "You're no director. You're too subtle."
I thought that was a funny line.
I thought it was problematic.
It was all inside Hollywood jokes.
Yeah,
like weird. Like, oh, this is a caricature of an agent. Like, why? I don't care.
Well, so not much has changed. Like, I feel like they still 30s. Do that. You know, like there's still. Like little in jokes in movies and shit. About like, we'll meet at Lowry's, you know, like that kind of thing.
But the whole movie is in jokes like that. And then it's all like every male character in it is trying to fuck a girl so that she'll be in a movie. Like,
I mean, that's probably true to the actual truth of what was going on.
So
here, I'll read the synopsis.
Made in the 70s, but set in the 40s?
Set in the 20s.
Like golden era, like early.
In 1924, Esty comes to Hollywood to become an actress, but the dog that followed her becomes a star. But Hollywood has its own rules of success. So that's the whole movie.
Madeline Kahn hates this dog. It's an amazing dog.
Yeah.
The dog is pretty good. Here's the weird thing is that they have these actual sincere, like, look at the dog doing tricks moments. Mm-hmm. But then they have a lot of really bad slapstick around it and, like, jokes about how... There's a whole dynamite thing that, it, like, I was like, I know you're making a joke about how the dynamite is dumb, but you're actually doing, like, your plot around the dynamite.
Yes.
Being, having a short, like, none of it made any sense at all.
You know, like, bees will turn the pollen into honey?
I like where you're going already.
Okay, let's see how this goes.
So you get, like, the flower nuts. They take the flower nuts and they make them into, like, sweet...
flower nuts,
it's like the little balls is the pollen, or maybe it's the little vaginas. I don't know how plants work.
It's not... Okay. You're just naming genitals now.
It's plant jizz.
Yeah. Okay, it is, right? It's plant jizz.
Or is
it
plant jizz?
Yeah. It's plant jizz. Yeah.
Into the plant vaginas. Continue. Yeah. I want to see where this is going.
So that's how I metabolize the moment where parody becomes as annoying as the thing that it was parodying.
Mm-hmm.
And I eat that up. And like the moment that crystallizes, where it's like, holy shit, this is worse than the thing they started with.
Uh-huh.
That's beautiful. Like that's pure
so
synthesis.
You just watch a lot of Seltzer Friedberg movies, or are they just way beyond that point?
Oh no, I mean that's exactly it, where it's like, this is actually, I would rather watch the thing that is being made fun of than
the thing that's being parodied.
That's like the purest form of decay, where they have taken something ostensibly built on top of it and somehow made it lower. It's like inverse architecture.
Brett loves like pristine failure.
pure failure.
Yeah. He loves entropy in all its forms.
It's the complete collapse of the human spirit, right? Mm-hmm. They set out to build something on top of something else and somehow are beneath.
Yeah, they've degraded it in a way.
Yes.
So I feel bad that I made you watch it, but I mean, if you see the DVD cover, it's got this dog with cool sunglasses on.
It does.
Here's my number one problem with that.
My comment is that Vince is a sucker for anything with a dog with sunglasses.
It's true. I really fall for those hard.
Those are like 90s sunglasses, though, aren't they? Yes. They're not like 1920s. No. Like, I thought this was 70s. An Air Bud movie. That's what I thought it was going to be, like an Air Bud movie. And then it's like, well, it's the 70s, but a flashback to the 20s. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. It kind of sells you as like an Air Bud movie. And Air Bud movies, like the dogs do like stunts and they do tricks. The dog really didn't do anything. I mean, he jumped through walls. But yeah,
what was this wall made out of?
Smaller dogs.
Just chihuahuas.
Oh, it was like fake bricks. I don't know what the actual wall. Actually, it was like two levels deep because it was like fake a wall bricks. On set. It was supposed to be a breakaway wall, but then the dog actually jumped through the real wall But then
there was actually a breakaway wall because it's in a movie.
Right.
Yeah. Oh man. Blah.
There was there was a lot of meta shit. Well, this is, I guess, in the actual 20s.
But I think this was before.
But like a lot of 20s movies involved movie making.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys take film classes? Like that was like 80% of movies made were about how to make a movie.
Well, because they already had all that stuff on set. Let's just shoot the background.
Yeah, they had like the guy in the horse riding pants with the megaphone and the scarf.
He's just there. He won't go away. You can't get rid of him.
See, we got full props. Yeah. Got to use all of them.
That like brought up to me like the director's outfits while I was watching the movie. And I was like wondering when they like flash back to directors, it's like Christopher Nolan, just like black jacket and a scarf. Is that like what the standard...
What,
just
scarves? Yeah, scarves like have always scarves. Been a big artist thing.
Who did the riding pants? Was that like Cecil B. DeMille or something?
It must have been.
I want riding pants.
The riding pants.
What do they call those things? Like struts or something? Or like the
I just
things
stirrup that, pants? I figured that was like the
big
way.
Things that go out at your thighs, you know?
Yeah, like they come up. Warm. They come up tight on your puppet knees pants. And they go out.
Yeah, yeah, Patton, General Patton.
I didn't think anyone
Patton's
actually
pants patented in the. I'm glad we have these covers. Yeah, popping peas.
Glad I got those windshields.
I didn't think those were a real thing. I thought that was just how, like, the symbol for a phone still like a rotary phone with a separate receiver. Like it just sort of.
There's a name for that.
But what's at one point it was
that?
A thing.
There's a name for it where
it's
the
like
thing.
Afghan amalamalums.
It's where the original has been lost or never existed, but the symbol persists. I don't think anyone wore those pants ever in history. I think Patton's a myth. I don't think history.
He sort of like
history.
World War II is a fraud.
Hmm. Let's not get into that.
hey, that's problematic.
What other notes do you have? I'm very curious.
So rapey. That was
very rapey. Yes.
All of our notes contain that now. It does not speak well to movies we have been watching.
Rapey. Well, there was a part where it was like I got like halfway through the movie and I was like, you know what? They haven't done a lot of rape gay jokes yet. And then as soon as I thought that, like a guy like opened up a closet and had a bunch of wigs and he's like, I am cross-dressing gay, but not gay, but I'm just a general fag is what they said. They just called him a fag a lot.
That was the 5 minutes I saw. He kisses the dog because that's gay too.
Yeah,
apparently.
It's like one of those things like, oh, I'm gay, man.
They're just like completely.
He'll just French kiss anything.
Yeah, they're just like, they will literally fuck anything except for a woman.
I saw him fuck a streetlight and a fire hose and a bird.
That's Rachel Green's dad on Friends, is that actor?
Oh.
Who's Rachel Green?
Jennifer Aniston.
Aniston.
Hmm.
Who's Rachel Green? Come on. Where's your 90s?
Come on.
Come on. Don't do that.
What else? What else you got?
I think my main takeaway was just that being famous doesn't matter because you're just going to be old and sad anyways. Like there were so many cameos of like, I was like, these are like our Jason Sudeikis's to our grandparents. Like this is like,
Neighbors. This is the Neighbors.
This is the Neighbors of like our, like you like, you're like, oh look, it's, you know, it's Charlie Day. So fun. Yeah. Like it's not going to matter. No, like I'm just like, is this supposed to be funny? This bit. And I can tell it's like an old bit they did in the 20s and no one fucking knows it.
I fell down a Wikipedia rabbit hole much like Vince not too long ago and I ended up on like a list of SNL hosts and that's kind of bizarre, like if you look at SNL hosts like in the 90s you end up just going like, who the fuck are these people? And the bands
you're just are the like best.
I've never heard of these people. Like a lot of them didn't have Wikipedia entries.
Oh, I was dreaming. I was looking into a mirror.
You know, you can just
Harvey to see a little bit
Danger.
Clearer. Yeah.
You know, you just make your own Wikipedia entry. That's how little anyone cared. Next. Like they didn't even just go on there
for themselves.
Yeah,
that's like Carmen. Carmen was like a SNL musical guest recently. That like that YouTube duo or whatever. And I was like, why are they? And they're like. Because they put people on SNL that they think might be coming up.
Yeah, like they think they're going to be the first one.
As if they were still relevant as a medium of pop culture.
Oh, hey, quaint. I have a little soft. I've been thinking a lot about SNL and people like being me. Like,
Tell us about it.
They've been going for 40 years.
Yes.
And they have to produce an insane amount of work in an insane amount of time. And people are just like, it's shitty. It's so bad. It's like, it's going to have rough patches. And then it cycles back. And they know that.
It's always been bad. Any period you go to, there's always
bad sketches.
There's always like a 2 for 5 about
average. I think universally,
so you remember like, the good ones. Exactly. That's the best part.
Like you think back to your childhood, and so you're like, oh man, these are like this sketch and that sketch, and there's a bunch of great ones. But if you go watch just any random episode,
it's pretty, bad. I used to watch them when they were on VH1. They were like really terrible. Like it's like a couple, like 2 years ago, like 2013, there was like a sketch with Vince Vaughn as the host. Mm-hmm. What? I think it was like Delivery Man or whatever that movie was.
Yeah.
And it was John Tesh. Is basketball theme, and it's just Jason Sudeikis playing the piano and another actor who's been kicked off the cast going like basketball, and it's like a totally dumb sketch, but it gets stuck in my head every day. And when it came out, I'm sure nobody gave a shit about it, but it's like a few years later I'm like basketball.
I do feel like, and maybe this is like the nostalgia, this is the BuzzFeedy part of me like playing it up, but I do feel like the Dana Carvey Phil Hartman era was maybe a little bit above the 2 for 5.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody says that about the era that happened when the when it was like they were first able to stay up late.
That's what I suspect.
I mean, they did have Jack Handy, and Jack Handy had some like amazing stuff.
Jack Handy's still alive. He's still a real person.
Yeah, I read his books.
I didn't realize he was a real person until recently.
I was blown away by the fact that he wasn't.
We just got Matt Leib on the soundboard.
Mernie.
Oh, Matt.
Yeager.
he says pussy money and yoga. Oh, he forgot to put coffee on here.
Yeah.
Yeager. I spend it your bunny meanie.
Sorry. No, but I think it's like, I think it's hamstrung by its own concept because we remember the good ones, they're never going to cancel it. But it never should have been a live show. I honestly don't think, like, I think they should have just done
it. They could have shot it live, but then cut them down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leave the live.
No editing. Just let it go and let it eat it.
Oh, but that's why it gets bad. Yeah. That's why there's like 9 minute sketches where it's like, oh, we knew this wasn't working 90 seconds in, but we just have to keep riding it out.
Here's my new theory. Not everything has to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why does everything have to be good? Sometimes there's bad things.
Yeah.
Sit through it. Endure it.
How dare you?
Deal with it. No, it makes the good stuff
there's
better.
There's so many good things on, and I could be watching.
You could be watching all the good things right now. Fuck you.
That's the attitude that gets you into watching Wandantan, the Wonder Dog. All right.
That was a punishment.
Go ahead. I was going to change the subject.
Oh, no. I wanted to go one more on the nostalgia tip where you were trying to differentiate between was SNL actually better during that era. Or,
survivorship bias and all up in this.
Yeah, so that's right. The trailer for the Peanuts movie came out today. Mm-hmm. And for me, I don't think Peanuts has been relevant or funny like in my lifetime. It's been either a nostalgia device where you're like, oh, I remember that theme song when I was 5. Or like a MetLife commercial.
Right.
Yeah.
And so people will defend it to the death. And part of me, like, I want to be okay with it because I'm sure there was a period where it was relevant. And like people that really love it will be like, oh, go back before, you know, all the marketing stuff. It was actually
the really
subversive
sad,
and all this. And
the
that.
Really sad thing is people can attach to anything like that. It's like a duck when you kill its mother and then you hatch the egg and it comes out and it's just like, hey, you're my dad.
You my mama?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And people will do that to anything that's around their formative years.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like that's why you get the nostalgia for fucking all of our shitty product placey cartoons. Like
it's sort of alarming when someone is like that defensive. I wrote and deleted probably about 5 different drafts of a tweet to someone because I had responded to Spencer Hall on Twitter and he retweeted me. We were talking about Destiny and I talked about it's not that great of a game. And like someone was like really genuinely upset.
A game from their childhood? Yeah.
It's not even from their childhood. It's a game that came out 6 months ago.
Oh, okay.
You know, but it's but on the same thing where I was like, it was alarming and I wanted to respond in like a thoughtful way that was just kind of like, hey, don't understand why you're so upset about this.
Because his entire personality is attached to the things that he likes.
Yeah.
Which is why we're doing this podcast.
But it was just kind of this like, it was sort of, not that, it wasn't like I realized it because I've, I think we all kind of know it, but when you come face to face with it, and I'm like, man, this guy's identity is so tied up in this fucking half-ass game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, he feels a need to like argue with strangers and be like, no!
If this isn't like, good, then what does that mean about myself?
What does that mean about myself? Yeah.
I've made some questionable decisions.
Man, yeah. It was just, and I went through all that in my head, and that's why I finally was just like, I don't need to respond to this guy.
No,
like,
don't.
I've been doing that a lot lately. Yeah. I've been typing things and like,
oh, see, that's the high road right there. Ignoring is the absolute high road because these people are weak and easily snap for your amusement.
These people, as if we're not part of it.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. But
that's the problem.
But they don't. They're not.
Oh, all either. Those other people that, on the internet. Fair. Like we have no input.
Totally.
And no way to like.
Yes. That. Yes. Mm. I'm sure there are buttons left undefended in my fragile psyche, but I spend all day glossing over them with like one coat of lacquer at a time until there's just like a bump. Yeah. You can't get that button down.
Well, there's also weird extreme forms of it. Like there's, and it's funny to me that certain people attract that kind of fandom. Like if you say anything bad about Johnny Depp, there's like weird, there's like weird people whose entire online persona is dedicated to like
was
defending
that the
Johnny
Twitter
Depp.
Beef you got Tumblr into was it Johnny Depp?
Yeah. Have you ever been down that road?
No, I didn't know those people still existed. I thought that was just Tumblr people or like.
Are they weird ants?
Yeah,
I didn't know Johnny Depp had any resonance with the internet crowd at this point.
Yeah,
in time.
I thought he had been let go.
Him
from
and
the
Hugh
internet.
Jackman have like weird. Like if you make fun of and Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
If you make fun of any of those three.
Interesting.
All of a sudden you get down.
I would
like
not have expected
I can't
them.
Remember who, but someone who I follow on Twitter made a joke about Carrie Underwood that was like not even necessarily that mean and just got like the angriest tweet. And of course they retweeted it. So I'm like, who is this person? And you click through and their entire fucking timeline is like, yay for Carrie Underwood. Yay. Like everything. And you're like, holy shit, this is the saddest person.
What's even weirder is the Vine kids that have those where you like, you only are aware of this person through
their secondhand vitriol.
Someone retweeting like someone that's weirdly obsessed with this person, and you're like, who the hell is that person? And what was the Vine guy? Cameron,
the one that was
Dallas
like,
or Dallas Cameron or something.
Is he the one that they were cool all everybody was trying to shut down because he was like rapey or something?
Yeah, one of them said some racist.
One of them's a convicted rapist.
Yeah, one of them was going to do the thing with Rainn Wilson.
Yeah, he's the rapist.
Then, yeah.
Oh,
but not the perpetrank.
But not Kerber.
He's not the rapist.
Yeah, perpetrank is his partner.
Yeah, he's not the rapist.
What the fuck is his name?
This stuff is so dumb. I'm sorry. Like it's just so complicated that I just have to be like.
So if we
get like One Direction, if you say. Anything. But only 13-year-old girls like you, but now they're going to pick you up for a series? I don't understand
but
like, how
same
it
thing
works.
With One Direction. Like, if you say anything about One Direction on Twitter that's, like, slightly snarky, you
there's
will get, like, shouted down.
A sample? Somebody, like, was like, oh, they're, like somebody was like, oh, One Direction is sampling this. It was, like, a Zeppelin song or something. It was, like, a very popular song from the 70s. I can't remember. Maybe it was The Who. It was The Who. That's who it was. It was The Who. And then all of these tweens were like, how dare you? The who? What are you talking about? Like, they just freaked the fuck out
so
on them.
On that subject. On that subject, when I was in San Diego, the hotel we stayed at was right next to the House of Blues. Huh. So my wife and I pulled up to check in at like, I don't know, 1 p.m. And there is like just an army of tween girls outside. They're all wearing tie-dye tank tops.
Interesting. Is that a thing now?
Tween Grateful Deadheads.
I think if you want the tween girl or any young following, you need to give them a codified set of dress
uniform.
Or paraphernalia. Like
you need to be
and
part
a name.
Of a
they need to name your fans. Mm-hmm.
So
like you need to tribalize them as quickly as you can before they.
What's Miley Cyrus's?
Yeah.
Cyrus heads. Cypress Hills.
So like several hours later. We just hear this group of tweens exploding. I mean, it sounds like it was kind of like that South Park where they go to the Jonas Brothers concert and like the girls' heads are exploding. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like that. And my wife and I were both like, what the fuck?
My wife.
So then several hours later, we go to like go get dinner and I'm waiting out front and I asked like the lady doing like the valet thing. I'm like, hey, what's going on over there? And she's like, oh, it's some YouTube star. And I'm like, who? And she's just like, man, I don't know. yeah, I don't know why I asked you.
Kate Maiden.
And she goes, Taylor something. And I'm like, it's a guy, huh? And she goes, yeah. So there's like some guy named Taylor who's a
YouTube
star.
Probably has brown hair and blue.
Yeah, it's like, let me guess. He's a white kid with like fluffy bangs.
Yeah. Absolutely. Fluffy bangs. Here's what I found.
I bet if you Google YouTube Taylor, YouTube star Taylor, you'll find
out. Don't do it. Don't go down there.
That's true.
I found like.
She's got great SEO.
God damn it. I found like a huge following of these like tweens on Tumblr who is all these boys who are famous on Vine and they're all group. And this one creepy old guy figured out how popular these teen guys were and was like, okay, we're going to tour the US and sell out convention centers. And it's this whole thing where there's like, you've never heard of these people ever, but it's these like 13-year-old girls' lives.
Yeah. And that's the formula. There's always a creepy old guy.
Yeah.
Universally, there's some old pudgy white guy.
Whoever the manager was for Backstreet Boys, that weird guy from Florida.
Weird little glasses.
Who like totally screwed Justin Timberlake over at some
couple
point.
Of times.
Jessica Simpson's dad.
Yep. Her boobs are great.
The big question is, what the hell do they do once you have a bunch of Vine stars in a convention center?
I couldn't figure it out. Do there? Yeah. I couldn't like all the. I looked. I did a whole Tumblr like down a tumble down Tumblr, and gross. And like just like all I could see is like, oh, his eyes are so sweet. I like they were like the Beatles to them. They're like, this one's the sweet one, and this one's the funny one. Here's an what is it when it's letters to spell out an acrostics of their names about why they're, and I'm like, what do they
Blue
do?
Eyes,
and they're
bangs.
Just like, hey dude, I hit you with a pillow. Cool deal, bro. Like that's the whole 6 seconds. Yeah. And they're famous.
Like, well, it's because it's easy, because fandom is right there. Like, you can just sort of spend an afternoon.
They're so hungry for something to fill the hole.
Uh-huh. Oh, so God. Wait. Being a teen girl sucks.
If we're in agreement that everyone does this, that they're basing their entire identities off garbage from their childhood, and the...
Not everyone.
You just said everyone.
I said most people.
Most people. Who doesn't?
I think you can work through it.
Yes.
The Chinese.
The North Koreans probably don't. Yeah. They have a hard time with them.
I think they only have things from their childhood now. So,
but like, what? Where do you go from there? If what's the high road if not feeding off the weak
of your past?
No, I mean,
people will stand across atop the burned wreckage.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're speaking a little too hypothetically for me. Let me get a literal situation. I think very literally.
Some people take things very seriously and build up a tiny little. Statues of themselves out of these Vine stars.
Right.
Or that's
out
gross.
Of the, are you afraid of the dark?
Yes,
goosebumps?
Exactly. That, yes. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, yeah. Perfect example. And then
Nicktoons.
Yes. And the people that make these things know that this is going to happen and it's all very cynical on their side. Mm-hmm. So that situation's gross, but everyone kind of does that. Like you take little artifacts from your childhood and you turn them into a self-image.
Doug.
Here's because you're forming yourself at that point. Like these things I like, these things I don't. And that's how I define myself. That's all very gross. How do you get past that?
How do you get past it?
Yeah.
I think you don't argue about it on the internet. I feel like that's the only
just
way
shut
to
shut the fuck up about it is the real answer.
It's just like, I like that thing, but if somebody burned it down today, it wouldn't destroy my soul because I have the memory of enjoying it.
Yes.
I think nice that answer. People have to like, they have to protect the things they love.
Don't, yes.
And if you love it enough, you don't need to protect it.
Because it's, yeah. Because
it's right. part
if
of your
If you
memory.
Love it enough, let it go. I read that it's it. Somewhere.
It's
or something.
Probably in a Vine.
Yeah, probably. It's not on a Vine.
That's in my Vine.
It's Kerbler.
I just read inspirational quotes on my Vine.
It's good answer.
The most boring Vine in the world.
We had Dave and Buster's got into trouble today.
What
they
tweet?
Do?
It's Taco Tuesdays. And so they tweeted out the joke. I hate tacos, said no Juan ever.
No Juan ever?
It's spelled like Juan.
Yeah. And then
I like it.
All the like Adweek. Dave and Buster's just posted a tweet it's going to regret for a long time.
Fucking
Everybody
Adweek.
Needs to calm the fuck.
How does
down.
This stuff get through? They had to apologize.
Oh, fucking Adweek.
Is Adweek upsetting to you?
No, at Ad Age. Both of them. Yeah, they're both real.
Do you work in advertising?
No, I fuck no.
I read those,
I'm just as bad though. They had something about the Verizon's doing like a cookie-less cookie, so they can just track all of your internet traffic. They're sticking an intermediate tracker in between you and the things you're asking
for. I'm bored.
Right. They're gonna watch you. They're gonna watch you real good.
Okay.
And they're and Ad Age is like, isn't this great? Because then you can find out what people like. And they're presenting it as if it were a thing that somebody had asked for instead of a fucking shot caller on the humans that are using the internet.
Yeah. That's how everything works now.
Yeah, but to have it presented with such glee that they like really think of the possibilities to subjugate.
I work with marketing people. Yeah. They really believe.
Yeah, like how do you drink? How do you drink the Kool-Aid so deeply that no part of you says?
Like, it's not like a. They're not doing philosophical. Like, what does this mean about our age and society and the way we do? They're like, fucking Brenda's breathing down my neck. I got to get my SEO shit up. Like, it's all.
But I feel like
people trying to get their shit done and then they lose sight of the big picture.
I feel like back in the Mad Men days, like everybody's like, they're such slime balls. But I'm kind of like, I like the fact that they're slime balls because that indicated that they realize what they're doing.
Yes, that's what I'm looking
somehow.
For. I want a gleeful cackle. Now you have no idea. We're fucking them.
Believe me, every like marketing manager I know and work with and adore and like are all like 25-year-old girls who are like, I'm really good at Instagram. Like, that's that's what's ruining your life.
God,
is that.
I know. I've done evil jobs. Like, really.
Oh, I have.
I've done for bad. Corporations.
get that pitchfork real sharp. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like, I hated myself while I was doing it. We're and I want to see that reflection, that momentary glimpse of a human's eye
There's
in
not.
The fucking charging beast.
Because it's a group of people trying to do their best.
Oh, the God, fucking, but they're fucking failing.
Hands down, one of the saddest fucking things I've ever seen was like, I think this is like predates Upworthy, but it was sort of like Upworthy style clickbait. And it was like, what this advertising executive has to say about life will change everything for you. You know, like whatever.
Yeah.
And so the article itself was so sad because it was like a guy in his 40s with like two kids and he got some sort of like aggressive kind of cancer and he got really sick really quickly and he was dying. And like on his deathbed, he's like, I fooled myself. And he was like a copywriter. He's like, I fooled myself for so long.
Is it Sarah Koenig's dad?
I don't think so.
Okay, because she's got an advertising story that he like invented all the good catchphrases or whatever.
Yeah, he actually did some like kind of cool shit. Like probably not life changing.
He was one of the Mad Men guys I was just talking about.
Yeah. Right. I think he would suspect that he's like, I got fucking paid a lot of money.
Bullshit.
To, like,
I'm a good bullshit. See? Looky here.
Right.
He wants the bullshit to call me.
No, this guy, I mean, he was younger because he's like, this happened like, you know, within the last year or something. And he was in his 40s and he basically said like, I fooled myself that every time I worked an 18-hour day, I was changing the world and like blah, blah, blah. And it's like, he worked on such ad campaigns as Chevrolet. And, you know, I'm just like, holy fuck, so many of these people just convince themselves that like, that's how they talk. Like, we're changing the world.
Yeah. This is my San Francisco main problem. Yes. Is that it's like, you know this. It's
I totally
just that
agree, yeah.
It's like, okay, you can work on the thing. You can be good at coding and you can think like that and that you found a passion that you enjoy. But don't fucking shovel that like shit down my throat and tell me it's rose water. I am not going to
just and the fact that there's so many of them ruins corporate jobs because like in other countries, it's like, all right, you get 5 weeks vacation. You're going to work a 35 to 40 hour week.
Uh-huh.
And everybody does that. They have two drinks at lunch. Standard. Here it's like if you don't
that's how you get through
it. Is and like here it's like you work until 7 at night and if you don't stay that late people are like judging you
because there's
like
100 other people would be like I'm here till 9
and
bitch.
It's like fucking like, fuck. Who cares.
I do that at work a lot. I'm like who cares and they're like what do you mean who cares. I'm like I've got other stuff going on. And they're like what. I'm like, yeah, I don't. This is not.
That's
my
why.
Thing.
That's why I never had a job longer than 9 months until I worked from home.
Also, you're a bad employee.
I was good at what I did.
I just
did.
I love my job.
I did good work. I just didn't pretend to care. I didn't pretend that work was my life. I was like, nope, sorry.
I got real drunk at a company retreat one time, like real drunk. And I cornered one of the young guys who was a coder.
I would pay to see this.
Yeah, it was great. Because I could see myself from behind. That's how I black out. Yeah.
It's just an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, it's like a... You're like
what's he up
like
to
a playing
now?
A video game in my own shitty controller.
Yeah.
Do you have your hand up like in that motion? Like the bobbing motion like in GoldenEye?
Walking in place.
You don't have a gun yet, so you're just like karate chop, karate chop.
So I pin him in the corner, and I'm like, "Look, fucker, you're real smart. You're real smart, and you need to make some sort of move not to be a fucking slave. Because right now,
why do you know better than him?
Yeah, so, well, I mean, I don't. There we go. I mean,
the booze mostly.
The booze. The alcohol gives me strength and insight. But I'm like, look, I mean, just don't fall into this routine. And he goes, yeah, but like, I don't care at all. And I was like, oh.
He just dissolves.
It's like Medusa seeing herself in the mirror. Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, this guy gives way less fucks than I do. And I think he totally wins this conversation. Yeah. I just sort of walked away.
I know what you need, bro. Don't become a... Oh, okay. Yeah. You're just doing what you want to do? Okay.
I got this recruiting email. It's like, I want to talk to you. This is going to be a very high paying job. You're going to like run the show. You're like, this guy's just totally like kissing my ass. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whoa, okay. Well, a lot of money, a lot of responsibility. Like I get to do whatever I want. That sounds cool. And then the next paragraph's like, I like your resume. It was like somebody found me on LinkedIn. You're clearly not afraid to work a 60-hour week. And I'm like, delete.
Yeah.
Oh
my God.
Suck my dick.
I guess you got to respect the young nihilism. Like they will burn this place to the ground because we have snacks in the break room.
Yeah.
And they're just like, fuck it. I like snacks. What the fuck are you going to do about it? I'm like, yeah, but sound.
If there's anything I learned from Juan Tan Tan,
okay,
it's that success is not really that important because you're just going to die an old Jew in Hollywood anyways. Mm. And you might as well just enjoy yourself right now. Can't wait for that. Right,
the retirement home's going to be great.
All your weird statues won't save you.
No.
No.
Not one.
Can't wait to die an old Jew in Hollywood.
No one.
No one ton ton. Yeah, that's that tweet. It's not.
I just feel like there's so much.
You can't reference that people in Mexico have.
Have different names
and like,
and like different
Mexican
foods.
Food.
Yeah. Also, it's like
the joke is Mexicans like Mexican food,
right? That is the whole joke. And it's Juan is, it sounds like one. That's the whole
is Mexicans like Mexican food. Juan sounds like one. Like I guess saying all anything, but
I feel
like it's more of a compliment because Mexican food's delicious.
Uh-huh. It's true.
It's one of those who cares where you're like, why would anybody care about this?
Well, it's weird where you're kind of like, where you read it, you're like, man, what a shitty thing to say. Then you see people like, this is problematic. And you're like, well, yeah. I mean, I guess I see on the surface why that's, you shouldn't say that, but like, it's not really offensive, but they still shouldn't say it, but.
I like the part where we're tearing down companies for their social media presence. Like that part, I appreciate the fact that that Dave and Buster's has to wish everybody happy.
But you can't absorb the content and then bitch at them. You have to completely blanket attack everything they say. Because like the moment you read that and have an opinion on it, you've lost. We've all lost here. Let's be clear.
We're done.
We've lost. We belong to Dave and Buster's.
To Dave and or Buster.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the fervor,
we've mentioned their name like seven times.
The fervor generated over this is absolutely not. Even close to how much.
Hey, you say that. I've never been to a Dave and Buster's, so I have carte blanche to say whatever I want.
They're pretty fun.
I just want to look at that thread and find out how many people took the brave social stance of unfollowing Dave and Buster's on Twitter.
I will not get your updates about tickets anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care if
I shall go wanting for buffalo wings.
They're going to get no discount. It's just like cutting off your nose to spite your face, man.
I hate this.
I do.
I want to quit so bad. I just want to walk the fuck out of here.
What, the podcast?
All of life. It. All of it. I want to live in a hole.
Can we get
I don't want to think. I don't want to think
so
about.
Isn't it terrible that we built this internet we can't destroy it? We're just like, God. I don't want these parts of it anymore. And like, it's like
I get the information
the wasn't worth it.
I get the information that's so mind-blowingly complicated and terrifying, and I get the information that's so one note and dumb, and they get the exact same response. And my animal instinct as to which to prioritize is so fucking fried.
You know,
like, we voted not to reprimand the NSA. We're just like, cool, let them spy on us. Dave and Buster's, Juan Tacos. Like, just, oh, God, it's just cooking my brain.
We can all just start making a decision to just not look at it.
So that's been, how's Brett doing this week?
Yeah. Oh yeah. What's going on in there is the segment Brett's where we wonder inside. how, in which manner I am dying inside.
Do we have anything fun to talk about?
Would you like to hear this clip where Sylvester Stallone gives life advice in his new movie?
No.
Of course.
Why not?
It's lying.
What's wrong with that?
Is that what it sounds like?
I don't know why he's so mad.
Brett's gone.
yo, just write a movie about a slow-witted boxer and the rest of it will work out.
That's pretty good.
Guys, I'm so impressed right now with your impression.
Thank you.
Slice here. I can't believe you wrote all those movies. We're like,
hey, have we talked about Jose Canseco's finger falling off?
This is obviously a pseudonym. Mm.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So why is he anonymous? I don't trust anonymous people. Something stinks here.
Jared, look, there's wars breaking out all over the world. There's massive unemployment, global warming. I need.
He's talking to E from Entourage, by the way.
I like the populist, like, whoa, what's with people being anonymous? People can't be anonymous no more.
It's just a simpleton who doesn't understand this new world.
People got to be anonymous now. They can't put the name behind things no more. Like, just being all popular. Like, the America's middle-aged men are like, yeah, that's right.
Hey, I don't want you knowing where I live.
Yeah. Back when I was growing up.
People should mind their business.
Oh, God.
If you don't like the kid down the block, you stood outside his house and threw rocks at his window.
Substance, please. My brain is atrophying.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Can we chat out on the patio?
When are you going to stop being a slave to your addiction? Really? It's a disgusting or impulsive habit, and that's why you don't have a girlfriend. What woman wants to kiss an ashtray? Now look around.
I always have it so good.
We're a fine-tuned instrument of a lute. Man, you, me, we're like blunt instruments, and we get what we want by smashing through things with sheer will. Women, they use sheer skill. That's why we're never going to meet in the middle. That's why you're never going to out-debate a woman, because logically, she will bury you. That's why you say, you're right, you're right, you're right. And you'll do anything for her. You'll keep your breath fresh for her so you're appealing so you can be kissed. Because empires are built on a kiss.
Wait, what movie
is this? There's a lot of assumptions there that I'm willing to challenge.
It's called Reach Me.
Reach Me.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, you failed, Sylvester.
The ensemble cast, which also includes Kira Sedgwick, Thomas Jane, Danny Aiello, Kelsey Grammer, Terry Crews, Danny Trejo,
Grammer,
and Nelly.
Kelsey.
I hope it's just Nelly? All of
Wait,
them.
Wait, Nelly, like, the rapper Nelly?
I hope it's just all of them dispensing, like, bizarre life advice.
Yeah, that was.
Is it like his Woody Allen movie? Like, what is this?
So Kevin Connolly is like trying to find some self-help author, and then he finds Sylvester Stallone, who's like an imposter or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was his
you
first
didn't
point?
Want to know.
It was okay. One, smoking. By the way, I've made out with a lot more people because of smoking than
so
I have it.
Smoking's awesome.
I don't want to endorse that on the internet.
Smoking is great. Everyone should smoke.
You go outside.
I wish I could quit, but it is pretty good for meeting people.
Yeah, that's why you smoke.
That's why I smoke.
Plus,
social.
You look super cool. Like, look, people are going to stop smoking if we don't get on this. Like, people should should smoke. Just smoke it up.
Let's
smoke. Like,
let's just
13,
go on record. The Frogcast supports a pro smoking stance. Yeah. Smoke as many cigarettes
as you can.
We are
big time smoke it up fans.
Actually, I realized this past election that I'm way more libertarian than I thought it was because of like...
San Francisco will do that to you.
Yeah, I never thought so. And then it was like soda tax and I was like,
yeah. You know what it was for me? I think we talked about this earlier, but for me it was like, if the soda tax did something to benefit me somehow, I might vote for it. Like, I don't drink soda. I don't really care about it, but it's like, we're going to tax soda so little kids don't get fat anymore. And I was like, I don't care about that. Sorry.
Well, like every tax gets really routed to like some nonprofit where you're like, I'm pretty sure that nonprofit doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Also, it's just, who drinks soda? Like poor people. So you're like, should we... It's a de facto poor people tax. And that's a lot of like smoking's the same way.
Yeah. I don't agree with. I don't like the like, but this is, sugar's bad for you, so don't do it. Mm-hmm. We're going to make it so it's hard. Boom, 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 boom.
I always get off the train when we're trying to stop like consenting people from doing something that doesn't really hurt anyone else.
Yeah. Well, health insurance prices.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Still.
It's too complicated.
Yeah, but still.
Our intricate systems of how
live
we
in
come
a dynamic
together.
System.
We're cogs in the machine. We're going to die anyways. It doesn't matter.
I have a couple of email questions. If you'd like me to read those.
Sure.
I have a foster dog. It's really cute.
Oh, that's right. Your foster dog.
Yeah. There's really not much else to say. He's just really cute.
What kind of dog is he?
He's like a border terrier dachshund mix.
Dude, you're a shitty foster parent. You got to give out the infos that people want to adopt him. They can adopt him, right?
We already have a very nice gay couple who's going to adopt him.
Of course.
Yeah. Right.
What are you trying to say? You're trying to say gay people make better dog dads?
That's totally. Racist. They already have this little Yorkie who's like so gay and they're such good gay dog parents.
Yorkies are kind of obnoxious.
Yeah, this one's pretty cool.
Yorkies can be cool.
Not yappy. Really kind of like fun. And like the Yorkie had the most insane hops. It was like a 4-pound dog. And it was like jumping up on our table.
Oh, they get up.
Yeah.
Mm. You can cut a little mohawk into their little Yorkie hair.
Yeah.
That's what got me back. I was sulking because the universe. But then that I was just like the Yorkie mohawk.
I want to hug you across the table, Brett. And okay. I want to just tell you it's going to be okay.
It's not going to be okay.
It's going to be fine.
No, smoke cigarettes. Everyone listening, go find a cigarette and smoke it because it's not going to be okay.
This email seems like it's written directly for Brett.
Ooh.
I've noticed with South Park and you guys that I'm getting a lot of pop culture things skewered that I've never even heard of because I've tailored my Twitter intake to pretty well match what I care to read about. Is it a Frotcast member requirement that you keep up with trending things for show topics? Because that sounds like a horrible job.
I actually try not to, and I have done like you have, which I think Twitter is probably the best news and just general culture outlet that you can find because you get to pick who you follow. But then I come on here and Vince has got like a bunch of tabs open. And he's just like, look up to this.
Hey, if you want to bring the damn topics, you know.
No, man.
Brett also gets his dig topics in there for Vince's propensity to over tab.
Yeah, he's tab happy. I did the topics last week and they were sad. They were sad topics. I shouldn't be in charge of that.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I don't feel like I have to keep on top of pop culture at all.
Yeah, you just got to sit there and get angry at stuff.
Yeah,
that's our job now. But that's 30 plus. We're supposed to just get like out of control angry at things we can't control.
But I'm the same way. Also, the thing I've noticed about my Twitter feed lately is I don't follow enough like direct news sources. Mm-hmm. I need to follow more direct news sources because like
BBC News, Al Jazeera America.
I need to follow only good ones. One got good accents. Because something will happen and then I see like 8 subtweets about it and I can kind of reconstruct what I think might have happened.
That's the fun game. You're like what's gone wrong in the world detective.
It's the virtual. You see people on a street corner staring up at something. You're like, hey, guys, what's going on over here?
Yeah, exactly.
What's up, Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, building's on fire over there, man. Yeah, shit's fucked up.
Yeah. But like, I can't bring myself to follow like
last
CNN.
I heard Juan's like tacos.
No, don't follow the major.
Yeah, don't do. Yeah. American news is bad.
I feel I'm a hipster. American news is like so terrible, but like it really is just much quicker and to the point with like BBC News and Al Jazeera America.
Well, you know why? They give money to them.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh,
here's the things you got to know about America: right. Good at airplanes, bad at news. That's it. That's all you need to know. So it attacks. Yeah, dude, our airplanes kick ass. Right. We got good airplanes.
What about a Lufthansa plane? Those are very comfy, and I like their influence. In flight meals.
I think those are just 787s.
Oh, so they're Boeing's? Yeah.
Uh-huh. They're just putting their cool stuff inside.
Yeah, they got better lights.
Tight, tight, tight.
So.
I take it. See, the only reason I didn't get into this think piece against cereal, it was because I thought you would like yell at me.
I'm going to, but I can just not.
Okay.
You just ask me.
I think it's takedown worthy.
Yeah, I don't have to. So, I don't have to yell at you.
So I think the cereal backlash has begun, and it bugs me because I don't even care if other people. I was telling people to listen to it because I thought it was good, and now I regret that because everybody's listening to it, and like, I don't want to hear their dumb opinions about it.
Yes.
I feel like it's so good because it means in small talk you get to ask somebody, "Do you think he murdered that person?" Instead of like, "How was your weekend?" Like, I got to talk to a girl on the bus this morning that I work with, ran into each other awkwardly on the bus going to the place where we have to work with each other. And I'm like, do you think he killed that girl? Like, that's such a funner topic than like, oh, you went hiking? Cool. Yeah. Great.
It's you care about something that actually happened and you want to know the truth of that thing.
And no one knows. It's fun.
Do you think we're moving into entertainment hoarding territory? I know I am. I do it, but I'm like way outside the regular use case.
Well, like you don't want to share.
Where I'm using entertainment value as commodity, where I'm just like, here's a little piece for you. That's going to solidify that friendship. And
that's that ego. That's like part of your personality is based on if no one else can have it because it's yours. Uh-huh. And that means more to you than other people. And if they like it, then that means that you're like everybody else. And then we're all pieces of shit.
That is me. We need to Jane on all the time.
This is like a 1990s murder movie. Like where like she's like the FBI profiler. Yeah. She's like the FBI profiler.
Yes.
Here's what you're looking for. A guy who entertainment hoards. Because he knows that if other people consume the same media as he does, then he's no better than them.
And it's he needs that rush.
He needs to feel that when he jacks off.
You're my Hannibal, just the sad pop.
It's like, how deep do the cereals dive, Jane? How deep do they go? The man in the cell next to you, Jaden Aiden, what did he say?
Well, I just
Tell me about the Vine Stars, Jane.
I'm just so familiar with like this San Francisco pop culture obsessed. Like I have a friend who's like 40 and he's single, and I go over to his house and he's like, look at all of the balls, these hockey pucks I've collected. And I'm like, dude, you have no children. Love you if you're listening.
I'm okay with people liking stuff. It's where their entire...
That's a hard line stance to take.
Okay.
What a relief.
You know?
guys, it's okay.
If you want to like stuff.
I was building up to something.
I can finally like stuff.
Just the clip with the sunset, and Vince puts his hand on the random person's shoulder. He's like, it's okay if you like this. I'm all right if you want to enjoy this for a second.
Totally, you were like about to make a statement that was controversial. You're like, let me soften it.
Let me just toss a softball in there before I get into the meat of
liking
this.
Liking stuff is cool. But
sometimes you gotta do some stuff, and if it's okay, then I'm okay with it.
What's your butt?
Go for it.
It's okay to like
my
stuff.
Thing was, it's kind of like a Fight Club, you know, where he's like, you are not your khakis. Sometimes I want to shake people and be like, you are not your DVR, like you are not your Netflix queue, like yeah. Like their entire friendship is like wrapped up in
I have a
liking
couple
the things
like that,
the same things that other people like, and mm-hmm. you're like, I like a lot of things and I'm really passionate about them, but I don't necessarily base all my friendships on like you being
fantasy
the type of
baseball,
person, right.
Or this is why I like having ladies in my life as friends, because they like to talk about feelings instead of things.
Yeah,
it's nice.
You probably missed that, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm that around a lot miserable. Of dudes, a lot of dudes that are very slightly autistic. Mm-hmm. Yep,
things are important.
Know how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Comedy,
but yeah. Yeah, the way where your identity is like wrapped up in all the things you like. You're like, we can just talk to each other mm-hmm. as people too.
No.
Once again, why I get a Twitter message from a random stranger is like, no, Destiny's not just about the loot. Which is my beef with it. That's what it's all about, by the way.
You know what's fun to do with those
the original
people?
Tweet was like, I'm feeling really sad about my mom being sick.
Yeah.
Destiny's not just about the loot.
It's really fun to just be like, what's really going on? Like, right. You just like
oh,
take a
you
photo
wanna...
of yourself looking mm-hmm. at the camera.
Yeah.
And
like, let me see what you look like.
Human empathy that you can't. Like,
I want to take you apart. I want to like
let
get
see
inside
space
human
around
human
you.
Empathy.
Looks like.
Before yeah. we get too deep into this. You mean loot like the stringed instrument and not like
no,
money,
no,
right?
No.
Yeah, it's just about the stringed instrument.
Okay. Okay. Is this like Myst? What is this?
Exit, no. Yes.
I don't want to hear an explanation. Yeah, yeah, I lied. Yeah, sure.
But don't, I mean, so that's...
It's like Medieval Guitar Hero where there's only a
like where you want to eat them, like that's what I'm talking about. I want to take them apart and be like, what has gone wrong in your life that this is important to
no,
you? Like,
no, no.
Can't you do that and still be okay?
Here's the thing.
Just to consume
that
weirdness?
I took a communications class for a credit for college. And
hey,
I was like, at CCSF.
I majored in it, all right?
So,
you so yeah.
So it was like a really dumb, like, it was like
there,
literally,
yeah,
it was
yes.
like an,
no,
it was
all,
like a textbook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Super dumb.
Yeah, totally.
It's real dumb. It's a dumb major. Yeah,
yeah. The course I took, the textbook was basically like a textbook on how to be like a human.
Yes.
Being. Like yep. It was like, mm-hmm. make uh-huh. eye contact. Like it was that kind of
don't freak
stuff,
out. No, don't freak out.
I just learned because I'm a nice Southern lady and you yes. learn how to be polite to people. And so I was reading this textbook and it was like a new chapter, online interaction. And the whole thing was just about how when you can't see a person's face, you can be really, really mean to them all the time.
That's true.
And not realize that. Because when I'm looking at Vince, and if I say to you, Vince,
mm-hmm.
your mom's a fucking cunt and I hate her, then I can be scared of what your face is going to say to me about what that means to you because I have human empathy. Mm-hmm. But if I cut that out, we're fucked.
Yeah, you can't see how
true. Now I don't have to worry about your feelings getting all mixed up with my feelings and my feelings kind of like being
human empathy is based on eye-to-eye contact. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
And anything else is just like, fuck you, bitch. Right. Like, it just ruins everything.
So you think all of the weirdness is based on not having enough eye contact?
I think if everybody was in a room and just talked, none of that would happen.
I went to jury duty. We talked about this last week, and that was not the case. Mm-hmm. Everyone's still fucked up.
You think blind people are just dicks? They're just like out there shit talking.
They can hear the inflection. You've uncovered
the real problem.
Yeah, I feel a Twitter storm coming on. This is some offensive content right now.
You just otherized a whole nation of blind folks.
Which I think is problematic.
Voice.
Brendan, am I using that right?
Yes. Problematic stance on blind people.
So on that note...
Is there another email?
No, this is from the Serial Think piece that was on BuzzFeed.
Oh, yeah.
Called The Problem with Serial and the Model Minority Myth.
Don't read from it.
Was it on Salon?
No, it was on BuzzFeed.
Why is it on BuzzFeed?
Because they'll publish anything.
They don't do clickbait anymore. This is what
they do
instead.
So here's the fucked up thing is that these all right, so I'm going to give credit to BuzzFeed. I just want to like trigger warning. I'm going to give credit to BuzzFeed. I'm going to give credit to TMZ, who I think are probably the worst people on the planet, short of ISIS.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So number two after ISIS. These companies are so desperate to be taken serious as journalistic outlets that they will break all of the normal standards that go with being a journalist in a place. Like when they broke that Uber guy being a dickhole thing, they did that because they refused to listen to the "hey, this is off the record" part because they don't give a fuck because they're soulless garbage people. Mm-hmm. And so their soulless garbageness actually got good news out there, and I think it might continue to do that as long as they're safely contained. Like I think you need to get them in a pen. And then don't let them say stuff normally. But occasionally, when you get them in a position where they can do their bullshit routine on a person in power, that might be a good time to let them actually do their bullshit routine.
Right. And I always thought that the whole off the record thing was very strange for that reason. Like, because when someone says, "Hey, this is off the record," I'm not going to write it just because I feel like that's me being a trustworthy person. Like, it's important for me to not be that person who it's like if someone tells me something,
it's not a law doesn't mean you should do it.
Right. So for me, I'm like, okay, I'm a nice guy, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. You're playing by normal human rules.
As a journalist, like, isn't,
are you a journalist?
No,
I'm not. I'm saying I wouldn't publish it because like, that's just me be me. But if your goal is to write things that are true, Why is someone having like this weird talisman where they're like, oh no, like here I'm putting my hand on like the safe tree. Your job is to like write things that you see in life that are true.
Yeah.
But I have my hand on the home tree, so you can't print what I'm saying. Like, it's kind of a weird,
strangely
rule.
Naive and or arrogant to explicitly invite reporters to like a press event and they'd be like, oh, hey, this is all off the record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they get in there because people don't take them seriously.
Right.
Where it's like, they're a serious threat, just not in the way you think. They're
they're
poison.
I can't give you the details, but here's the kind of big picture.
I have to like begrudgingly appreciate this sort of like Nixonian politics where it's like, yeah, we're just going to crush you. We're just going to fucking dig up everything we can.
Well, Vince and I fell in a hole this afternoon.
Is this the Uber stuff that we're talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's.
Oh, they're chief product, chief of business. Stuff. Chief of business?
Senior vice president of business.
Senior vice president of business said that he just, as a lark, he might dig up dirty information about journalists who have said things that weren't quite so polite to me.
There's also like something really ominous about it where he's like, for example, let's take Sarah Lacey, who's the
editor-in-chief, singled her out. And then went like,
I have a very specific detail that I could prove to be true about her that would ruin her. Like,
don't get to be a CEO of a company by being a nice guy.
Yeah, it was very ominous.
So that's like, I mean, that's like the old lobbyist playbook. I mean, that's like, that goes back many years, but it is also the problem.
That's why I said Nixonian.
Right, but it is sort of the problem with us just letting the NSA do what they want. It's not necessarily you're like, oh, well, I don't have anything that the government cares about. But that's not really the problem. The problem is them having a record of it and then someone that wants to like smear you somehow. It's sort of just like having it all out there is Anybody that wants to smear anyone can probably find a way to do it.
It's not thinking of the worst case scenario, which is like something goes wrong. And like,
well, yeah. Right.
And it's one thing for like a middle class white person who lives a super boring suburban life to be like, I don't have anything to lose. It's like, it's not you they're going after, motherfucker. It's Martin Luther King.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Fuck exactly. You. Yeah. Fuck you and your stupid, boring life and thinking you might be important enough to register on a dip of people that are having things happen to them. Like, you are the baseline. You are unimportant and flat on
that.
Well,
I just take my kids to soccer practice and Brayley doesn't.
They're not very good, but Caden Aiden might have some potential. He's going to be a Vine star.
I have a friend who has a new niece named Riley, just R-Y-L-E-I-G-H. What is the deal with the L-E-I-G-H?
People just love having extra silent letters. Like white people just nut their shorts for extra silent letters.
Or different vowels. They're like, oh man, we can make the same name with three different vowels.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
I'm John. I like boring names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most people do, I think.
John is spelled J-O-U-G-H-N.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Juana Man.
John.
It's John Juana Man.
I like the...
Brett's just sounding it out.
G-E-O-Y...
Put on one of the
G-A-U-X-A-H-A-N.
I was trying to think about how to get a different N and a M.
Mernie.
Like if you combine an M and a T, can you get an N?
Mernie.
Yeager. Just a sideways Z. But it's pronounced
You got like a Z and then a little arrow tipping it over.
Right. It's not an N. It's a Z on its side. No, don't worry about it.
The name itself is an animated GIF where the Z...
Every letter has a pinion over it.
The Z just flips over to an N.
And if you don't pronounce...
Oh, you printed it out? Oh, you saved as a JPEG? Oh, too bad you fucked up my name. You fucked up my name by saving as a JPEG.
You're otherizing the GIF name.
You
right
can
now.
Never save me as a JPEG.
My whole life I've been saved as a JPEG.
When do you guys think the first child with an emoji for a name is going to happen?
Oh, wasn't there? There was someone named
Smiley Fart.
There was someone named Hashtag last year, wasn't there?
Oh, come on.
But like spelled out, no though, right? Would, they weren't like a out. Symbol.
Yeah, that, I don't think it was the symbol.
There's got to be somebody who's going to be Smiley Face.
I mean, that was Prince.
Well, yeah.
He had an emoji name.
What do you.
Big ups to Prince.
Is that Like, do you just become king? Are you like Genghis Khan if you're named Hashtag? Is that some like next level boy named Sue shit?
Oh,
that
makes
was
so
to get
sad.
Out of like a record contract, though, right?
Boy was named Prince was? Yeah, Prince's was. But still, you know.
I didn't know that, and that makes Prince my hero six times over instead of one time over.
Totally.
He's like, I'm this simple now.
Yeah.
What's up?
Guess what?
So I guess this guy Prince owes you a bunch of royalties. Let me know how that works out.
So Koenig's attempt to slot Adnan Syed into a classic racialized
stop it.
Is indicative.
Stop it. We don't need to do this. We don't need to do this.
We do.
We don't need to. We just
identities.
We just.
Brett, I will shout you down. We do.
As Jay Caspian Kang.
What if we just don't do this? What if we just don't
point it out?
We just skip this whole. We just skip all this.
Cereal suffers we from just what
pop,
Kang
Guys,
calls.
What if we just pop some peas?
Quote, the definition of white privilege in journalism.
Puffy pants from Patton. Oh, God.
Prancing in Patagonia.
Picking up petunias.
Koenig otherizes and fetishizes immigrant cultures Polo while field. Failing to draw any distinctions between Hayes' experience as a first-generation Korean
Powerful
immigrant.
Potato pornography.
So you needed me here.
You know what frustrates me about this too is because like I can totally get behind like the frustrated tone deaf white guy who's like, how come I can't say the N word? And like getting all angry about it. And I'm just like,
we don't want to be that. I don't want to be that person.
Right. Where I'm like, I see that. And I'm like, man, what a doofus who understands like no context. But then like I hear something like this. And I'm like, so are you saying that like if you're white you just can't like report on anything?
Here's the problem.
It's well this that think piece is kind of the tone deaf white person. They can't differentiate between that and cereal.
Here's the problem is that people address problems with the system towards one part of the system. So it's like cereal's fucked up instead of hey, why don't we have more people of color who are reporters and who can tell their stories?
Right.
Yes. And no vice versa. No one takes it to the machine when someone's acting out. They're just like, that guy needs to go to rehab for white wine.
Okay, I don't know what that reference was.
Oh, Gavin Newsom did that because he banged his young intern or whatever.
Gavin Newsom?
No, oh. He used to be mayor. His campaign manager. Yeah.
I was thinking
wife.
Gavin
yeah.
DeGraw.
And so he,
and
yeah.
Like, I don't want to be banging my...
Do it. Yeah, no.
Yeah, come on. Yo, do it. Do it. If you want the fart sounds in the early...
I'll do the creed if it helps you. My name is Gavin Newsom.
I'm a banger of my intern.
So that, I'm like, that's they expect a human response to systematic problems where they're like, oh, you go to rehab and you'll be fixed.
I'm sorry. Can you suck my dick? I'm sorry.
You'll get a new intern.
Hate to tell you're fired.
But see, I think that's like a problem of like a fake collective ignorance. Because like anyone who's seen Gavin Newsom from like 50 yards away, you're like, oh, that guy's
definitely banging like 100 interns in a row. That's like why he got into politics. Yeah. He's like, look, I got this haircut. I might as well get into politics and bang some interns.
I literally think he's that Kardashian husband. Whenever I see
him,
he's that guy.
But that's what people want to.
Oh God, yeah.
People want a human response to a systematic.
Well, anyone in their right brain would see themselves in the mirror and be like, oh, I look like that Kardashian guy, and sort of change where Gavin Newsom's like, nope, I'm riding this out.
Because the right brain's the artistic side.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
What is happening? I thought you were going to talk this podcast. I tried,
but then I got drunk.
You have to explain that one.
It doesn't work that way. I don't actually talk less when I'm drunk, it turns out.
I want to be here when Matt Lieb is here. Is that wrong?
No, I tried to make it happen. It just didn't work.
Matt Lieb and I have a very particular relationship that revolves around massages, specifically scalp massages.
Oh, God, yes.
And he can vouch that I am pretty tight at it. Pretty good.
I don't know. Matt Lieb's got some big ass hands.
Yeah, powerful.
I have to like be like, whoa, Lieb, step back for a second. You're about to destroy my shoulders.
Shoulders aren't part of the scalp.
Well, we go up and down the whole thing.
Oh.
It's non-sexual. Yeah! Air horn! Whenever any friend of mine does something good, like my friend, like someone I know was on Conan recently, and they were like, I'm on Conan, and I was just like, reggaeton horn. Like, everything I want to say that I like on the internet is just the best with a reggaeton horn.
It makes everything better.
I don't want to like something. That seems like a bummer. I don't know.
Facebook should add an air horn button.
We have a new drop I think Brendan will like.
Uh-huh.
What?
It's been.
Oh!
Yeah. That's it?
Yep.
It's been.
Oh, Ben's here?
1 week since you looked at me.
That was every the first song, rap, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That it's song is the first rap.
Yeah, white people invented rap. You know that?
Yeah.
Blondie in Rapture.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard Rapture? That's the first rap on...
That's why it's called rap. It's got rap right
Rapture,
in the title.
Right, that's it. I think that might have been the first like.
I skip that every single time I listen to like Blondie's greatest hits. I skip Rapture.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What does it sound like?
It sounds like a white lady
Sing
1984
it.
Rapping.
Sing it at me.
That's what it sounds like.
You guys, I never told you the end of Wantantan.
Oh, yeah, please. What happens at the end?
There's a part... Okay, so the whole point is that the dog is in love with Madeline Kahn.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, she marries the other guy.
Not the dog.
Not the dog. And the dog becomes suicidal. I'm not even kidding you. The dog keeps trying to kill itself because it sees that she got married.
So is it just me or is this like the proto version of The Artist? Because it's kind of like The Artist, but like a really... bad version of it.
Yeah, it's like a Dark Artist if the dog was like trying to fuck the girl.
And then wanted to
like,
kill itself.
That's the plot of the movie is that the dog is in love with the girl. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really creepy.
So they just end on the dog?
The dog goes to the house, tries to find them. They're like, we're looking for Juan. We love Juan. And like they're married and happy but want the dog. And then he like jumps in the ocean and is like, I'm going to drown myself. The dog is going to drown itself.
Also, we forgot to mention that the reason the dog is named Wantantan was because that guy was telling a racist story about Chinese people.
Yeah. I wrote fun racism on there somewhere.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But not Juan.
Anyone.
Not yet.
Not said.
It's W-O-N.
Said everyone.
The other racist one.
Right.
Do you want to hear the dumb line I liked?
What was it?
There was one dumb line that I liked. It was like, You can't bite a cowboy. It's un-American. I was like, that's...
I liked the sign so outside stupid. Of the apartment that had no dogs or actors.
No,
allowed.
You did not.
Yeah, that was great.
There's a sign. There's a like a shot that's like a dog.
I hate chewing bones, said no Juan ever.
Oh, God damn it.
Okay. Bam!
Let's get off of Juan that time. This is
he almost hurt himself.
Oh, that was
charging
the other
from
thing.
The bathroom to impart that.
That was the other thing. Right. So the dog is jumping through brick walls and stuff. But in the first scene.
Did they make the real dog jump through
dog
real bricks?
He's eating a chicken. And I'm like, what is the first thing any dog owner learns?
You don't eat
don't
chickens.
Feed the dog chicken
to
bones.
To be fair, it was street turkey, so.
I thought that was a chicken.
It was a turkey.
That was a really small turkey.
Big turkey.
You still can't no feed him turkey bones either.
You can.
That was a small
seems
turkey.
Like a
I actually fed my dog turkey bones.
Yeah?
By accident. Well, on purpose, but I didn't know any better.
That hurts my throat.
Yeah.
I mean, I think when it comes down to it, you could feed a dog anything, but you don't want to take the chance.
Right. He ended up being fine.
Like, you put him on the street, he's going to live off garbage.
Right.
But
mm-hmm. It's been
you asshole. Do we have another email or something?
No, we're done.
No,
we're totally out of content.
Oh, we had one for Brendan. Brendan, oh. I hear about Ben's sculpted arms and Vince's surprisingly muscular physique nonstop, even though you are obviously the most physically
wait,
gifted member.
Wait, there
of the
seems
group.
To be a third part of that sentence missing. What do you? I got like a weird, like overhanging gut now. It kind of like
you got a baby.
Not in my stomach.
Wow!
But it's,
you have
it's
an
a,
arm like a ham.
You're just really empathetic. You have a sympathy baby.
Yeah. I keep all the feelings in my fat.
I'm gonna be the objective, like muscle.
He's not untoned.
Small
that's pretty
now.
Good. That's pretty good.
Small now.
As a future NFL Hall of Famer, what sort of workout routine do you employ to keep your body in peak condition?
Pretty much nothing.
Some snacks.
It's a lie.
You have some He's snacks. Lying.
Do you guys ever see people running?
I do TRX every once in a while. That's about it.
Yeah.
Is that good?
I like
that
it.
With the rubber bands?
It's just the regular straps and you use body weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you do a handstand military press?
No, that's not part of the routine.
Oh.
That's more of a CrossFit thing.
Yeah.
It sounds impossible.
That was my New Year's resolution. I'm going to have to pick that one this year, too.
Yeah, that's fucking hard.
Yeah. Handstands are hard.
That's your New Year's resolution?
A handstand military press?
Yeah.
I don't think even, like, Jackie Chan maybe can do that.
No, like, you just go down until you touch your head, and you go back up again.
It's hard.
Yeah. I can't do it. That's
while
why I got to pick it.
That'd be easier on the ground than it would be on, like, TRX handles.
No, there's no TRX handles.
Okay.
Yeah, just right on the ground.
Slightly like easier, but it's still fucking really hard.
That's why I was saying it's not TRX.
Yeah. Okay. It's not in the program. He said that.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen John Wick yet?
No. I heard it's good, which is weird.
I heard it was
That's
good.
Perfect for you. Why have you guys not? Oh, my God.
We don't like movies at
try
all.
Try and get these guys
Especially
to see
not
anything.
Ones where a dog dies.
Yeah.
It's like the first 20 minutes.
This movie,
spoiler.
A dog
okay,
dies.
Okay, so the drop is very similar to that, but the dog doesn't die.
Yeah, but the drop is boring and this is
How
awesome.
How dare you? The drop was great.
I'm sure the drop was good, but this is like fucking so fun.
But it doesn't have Tom Hardy in it.
But it has so Keanu Reeves in it being a fucking badass.
Tom Hardy is so much more dreamy, though.
I know he is. I feel that. Oh, but also, Audie. I'm starting to get what? A crush on Keanu Reeves again.
Wow.
What was that?
What was that?
I feel like I need to drop the first like letter of every word when I talk about Om Adi.
Om Adi.
Even if it's a T.
Yeah.
You can't drop
him
a T.
On Peaky
yeah,
Peaky.
No, that's how British he is. That's Om Adi. How are you, Om Adi?
That's a load-bearing T.
That's like the new Cockney rhyming slang.
Yeah.
Om Adi. I need somebody else to watch Peaky Blinders so I can.
I've been trying to get there. I started watching Twin Peaks instead.
No, go back to Peaky Blinders. See, this is
I
the thing.
I thought it was Blinders.
You think?
Is it Blinders?
It's Blinders.
Damn it.
About
Peaky Blinders sounds so much cooler.
Pop culture
it?
Hoarding.
Yes.
I don't understand because I need people to talk to things about. Yes. I don't want to just have it in my head.
But you should be like.
And I feel like a crazy person.
You should be like a tiny princess with a wand and you grant who gets to talk to you about Peaky Blinders.
No.
Who would have Peaky
Why
Blinders?
Do I have that power? Everyone should enjoy it.
No.
God, it's so good.
My dad's friends were talking about it without remembering the name, which
oh,
is
man.
That's always the best.
Yeah.
What's it called?
You get the cheeky squirrels.
Yep.
And they're hiding the nuts away, but they're like Irish gangsters.
That's like when Martha Marcy May Marmy.
Oh God, I can still not remember that.
I know my mom is like, I'm going to hear so many variations on this. Have you seen the Marianne Martha Jane Merrill Lynch Mariana Trench movie? Yeah.
I love Cillian Murphy, guys. Just Jesus Christ.
Why is the
he's got those weird cheekbones. It's like he's like a triangle.
Why is the triangle cut in that name? It seems like it'd be definitely Cillian.
It's definitely a Cillian. It's not Cillian.
It's Cillian.
It's Cillian.
But then they have a whole beer called fuck? Cillian with a K.
My whole life is a fucking lie.
Yeah.
No, it
was Cillian. Cillian back in 28 days.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
My favorite horror movie.
He just scarecrowed your ass.
He's underrated. God, that guy is good.
We were talking about it the other week, right? Where it's like his superpower is like, I make you trip balls.
Yeah. That's what I like about Batman Begins. It's like, I'm going to fuck with high people.
Did they invent that character during some kind of drug scare?
Oh, I just keep doing Kobe beef to you.
He kept slipping people drugs and just like.
No, I know, but like. Villain has like a basis in some kind of like fear
and origin story
and origins like a basis in what was scary at the time, and I'm wondering if Scarecrow was when it was like marijuana's gonna come for your women.
He's got the jazz legs.
He can't stop dancing. Look at him, he's like a negro.
Do we ever explain Kobe beef?
It's
hard to do.
Yeah,
no, right. I don't want to know.
I would massage Brett and tell him he's getting stringy.
It's terrifying because it's got that like too close for comfort contact, and you're not sure if that like leaving the room will be exposing your social paranoia.
Or maybe you're just a cow now.
There's also the slim chance.
Move. They just sit there.
They're on harnesses.
Stop! You're getting all stringy.
Don't they pour beer on them too?
It's like the perfect combo of physical contact keeping you in the zone, so you can't stop focusing on how awful it would be to be a cow in a harness, and then they just keep doing it for like half an hour.
I feel like I would be cool with being killed as long as I got to like sit in a harness and get massaged for like the entirety of my life.
And drink beer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, but I would never bone anybody.
Nope.
That'd be sad. Yeah.
They could finger you while they're massaging. You're like, feed me beer. Oh, I'm horny. Okay, all right, that's good.
That could work.
Vince was diagramming the motion of fingering a harness cow as he was saying that.
Well, because like you don't.
Yeah, no, he's still. He's got to go.
It's kind of like ringing a doorbell.
Yeah, it is exactly like ringing a doorbell.
I don't feel like the cow would notice.
Wait, this isn't how you finger. Is this not?
But I'm doing the back and forth and everything.
Vince, you don't know how many times it's actually happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's so sad.
I think we've all done that at a younger stage in our lives when we realized that was not the way to finger.
Double up, guys.
No?
Guys, double up.
Guys, you with me? Did you guys not finger wrong when you were in high school?
Oh, no. I think younger guys, they grew up with porn, so they knew where the opening wrong. Was.
No, they don't.
Our age, we didn't know where the opening was. We just thought it was somewhere behind the hair.
Younger guys, it's worse because they think they like spit in the hand and think that works.
The spitting
They're
porn
They're doing
is
all these things that look like, to them, they look like good moves, but they're not doing any of like the down and dirty detail work. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's not in the flash pan. It's in the details.
My biggest failing in the entire
neglecting the fundamentals. They're trying to do razzle dazzle.
Yeah,
the fundamentals.
Just trying to dunk and failing. Just
Larry Bird it, you guys. Larry Bird.
Yeah. Just what about a Jeff Hornacek? Just like a nice crisp bounce pass.
Just hand it off to someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah. No, my greatest failing on this broadcast.
I come off the bench. I wear my shorts high, and I hustle.
One guy walks into your bedroom. They slap. Yeah.
Good, he's here.
Okay.
I'm a role player. I'm okay with that. Yeah.
This has been a very look, kids. We got two PSAs out of this broadcast. It's one: smoke all the cigarettes you can, and two: don't finger wrong.
Mm-hmm. I asked Seymour Butts, "What's up with all the spitting, especially in like butts?" And he's like, "Why not?" And I just let him off the hook. I really wish that I had like.
No, he says, "What else are you going to do?" He said, "What else are you going to do with a gaping butt?"
Yeah, yeah. Right. And I really just wish.
Because I think
spitting is not always wrong. Let me get that out there.
Porn has over fetishized spitting to a great degree.
Yeah,
It's the hand lick motion. Like, they lick the palm and they think that that's enough. It's like, no, you need to go down for like 20 minutes. Yeah. Like, they think that that's the equivalent.
The wetness
of going
doesn't come
down.
From your mouth, ideally.
No. Hopefully. Like, literally, that happened to me. I was like, really? Are we doing
I just that? I got that cat tone. It's like sandpaper on your clitoris.
They got that from 8 Mile. That was from Brittany Murphy in 8 Mile, where she licks the hand and that's it, and then they just have sex inside the car factory. Her and Eminem. You remember this?
I didn't see 8 Mile.
I saw that movie a lot.
Car factory.
One Pac, two Pac, three Pac, four.
What?
That's Brittany one of the raps
sucking
in there.
Your dick at the door. What?
Yeah, and well, that's just one of his freestyles. I remember a lot of his freestyles.
Spaghetti.
Yeah,
spaghetti. He starts it. Mom, spaghetti.
Did we play YouTube? It was like my spaghetti.
Yeah, no, it's all the lyrics of I can play it for you.
No, sure, yeah. Why not? We got nothing else to talk about. We're boring.
We're about the end.
What do you want to talk about while Vince pulls up the YouTube?
No, it's right here.
Oh,
fingering.
What do you want to talk about while the pre-roll ad plays?
Okay, what's your go-to move?
Sexually?
Yes.
Just start crying in a vagina.
Gets it wet pretty quick.
It's like a lot.
Saline.
Good to go. A lot of tears.
Salty dog.
Yeah.
I just wheeze. I just go in there and I wheeze into the neck.
Okay. Okay. Neck meat.
Like on, like you're gonna give him a hickey, but you just keep wheezing,
there's
right?
Nothing that like gives you flashes to like a 1920s rape, like wheezing into the neck.
Let me wheeze into your neck, meat.
It's like you're real busy, aren't you?
An Axis propaganda poster, and just like,
don't let the enemy win. Wheeze into the neck, meat.
That's America's neck meat. Bye, Bonds.
Some hun is wheezing into your sweetheart's neck meat.
Learn that from the Bletchley Circle.
The neck meat will never be the same.
Loose neck meat sinks ships. Buy war bonds.
One opportunity.
I don't think this is it.
I like Eminem.
In one moment, did you capture it? Or just let it slip?
Yo. His palm spaghetti, knees weak, arm spaghetti. His vomit on his spaghetti, spaghetti. Already he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm. Spaghetti, he dropped mom spaghetti, but he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. He keeps on forgetting, he keeps on forgetting, he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd.
That's not the whole one.
That was good.
No, I like that.
That wasn't
the right one.
I like that.
No, don't. That took craftsmanship. That one's pretty good.
That would get back to the one we were.
Film drunk, we stand behind switching around. Song lyrics.
Oh yeah,
which is why we also like the Lenny Kravitz Milky Way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There was a level of restraint involved there that I appreciated. Yeah, where it was all spaghetti.
I just like the idea that he fucks all up rapping.
It's all spaghetti.
It's like spaghetti, 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 spaghetti. Spaghetti.
This would have been a better album.
You guys know those rap battle posters that are up around San Francisco? If you haven't seen those, it's like Instagram this and like enter the rap battle. It's like $1,000 prize. I really want to enter one of those and just go spaghetti.
Mom spaghetti. Mom spaghetti.
You can't just go up there with spaghetti. You got to like rhyme it with other
spaghetti
sentences with spaghetti in them.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Spaghetti
keeps on spaghetti.
No.
Mom's spaghetti keeps all spaghetti.
All right. Brendan.
Yeah.
You want to put us to bed? Take us on out of here? Wheeze into our neck meat?
Sure. I'll wheeze in your neck meat. With the mom's spaghetti. all right. So.
Brett's crying.
It's a sex move.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jane, thanks for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me again.
Yeah. Anything you wanna... Yell at Matt Lieb for never being here when you're
here. I want to talk to... Oh, God, man.
A scalp massage.
Yeah, I'll convince him with that. He's putty in my hands whenever we do that. So, should I plug some shit? Or?
Sure.
Yeah, get on it.
December 21st, we're going to have another I'll Leave You With This. The last one was really great at Lost Weekend Video. It's always fun. Come on out. This is going to be my birthday show. So nice. It'll be super fun. And you can follow me at Me Jane You Shut Up on Twitter.
No, all right. No spaces or punctuation.
Nope.
You know what Matt's really a sucker for is getting choked and spit on. You should do that next time you give him a massage.
I actually do know that. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Well, also you drowning in quicksand. Yeah.
Which is harder to do.
It goes both ways.
During a scalp off. Massage. Because right. you're going to be lower by virtue of how quicksand works.
Eventually you're the scalp be massage ends when the quicksand envelops you. Oh, God.
Just me with a hand on my scalp. Does that feel good? Do you like that? Does that feel good?
Blop, blop,
blop. Oh, that feels good. Oh, that feels like
a cartoon.
Like the cartoons with the bubbles.
Yeah, the words come out.
Blang,
blang,
pleasure, blang, blang, blang. Beep, beep.
Yogurt.
I'll let you pull up the sound.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Emails frogcast@gmail.com. Vince, what's the Google voice number?
415-275-0030.
All right. Well, until next week, good night and good chins.